felt was appropriate, evidence-based, very good for my clients. And so I started on myself first. And so over 7 years ago, I lost 37 pounds. Mm-hmm. And have been able to keep that off. So, and that, and it's through a quality program, but also through lifestyle behavior. So a very comprehensive program that allowed me to do that. So that is basically my story from the standpoint of health. And it is a journey. There's no quick fixes, and what I have found over the years is really a lot of respect for myself and talking to myself very nicely and not expecting things to change overnight, but that I continue to work on things as I improve my health. So I already started with a very good eating plan, but there were things I needed to tweak. Bringing in water, just things such as that, getting adequate hydration, making sure I'm getting adequate exercise. And with everybody with a stressful lifestyle, I have times that I don't meet the goals that I want to do, but I put them back as soon as I can get back to them, and they're always a priority.
That's
my story.
Well, I love it too, because I think what I really hear is that you're human, and it's just like all of us. You know, life happens, and sometimes knowing it is one thing, but knowing what to do isn't enough. It's being able to put it into action, and not just put it into action for a day, but put it into consistent action.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to ask you some questions about our topics tonight, Nancy, because I know that you are very well educated on the subject of diabetes and insulin, and you're usually my go-to lady when I have a question for that. So I'm very excited to share you and your knowledge with our audience tonight. Okay, so we're gonna start right out at the gate and ask, if somebody finds out that they have type 2 diabetes, they're diagnosed, what's one of the top things, maybe even the number one thing that someone should do in that instance?
Well, first off, if you don't mind, let me kind of clarify with that. So diabetes has always been a passion of mine, and since it really is the leading cause, like the third leading cause of death in our country, it is, I've come across it a lot in my 25 years as a dietitian, so I have a strong passion for it. So the number one cause really is looking at your weight and identifying if you're at a normal weight or not. And since 70% of our population in the United States is overweight, there's a likelihood that reaching a healthy weight is going to be the first and foremost thing that you would want to accomplish.
Okay.
And so genetics, we tend to want to blame our genes mm-hmm. for what we do, but that's not the key issue in the development of type 2 diabetes. So
just because because your mom had it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna get it or you have it because of that.
No, diabetes, it is a complex issue, but so much of it is related to lifestyle and okay. how we are living our life. So we naturally start thinking about what we're eating, how we're moving, how we're sleeping, our stress levels. They do come highly into this, but as an end result, usually looking at weight loss is going to be the first thing that we're going to want to do.
Okay.
And it is the abdominal fat that is a big contributor to diabetes and insulin resistance.
Okay. Okay. So let's just say somebody is overweight. Do you happen to know how many pounds would they need to lose to make a difference in their health?
Yes. So what the recommendations are is it is 10% of your body weight. So someone who is 200 pounds, that would be 10 to 20 pounds to actually see improvements. And there are, very good improvements with a 10% weight loss. So you're going to see that through, improved blood sugars. You're going to see blood pressure come down, possibly cholesterol. So your lab values are going to show that. But what I like, keeping that in mind, but what I recommend for my clients with diabetes is to really look at a healthy weight that's reasonable to them, mm-hmm. to that individual. And I use body mass index, which is a good target for that. And that may very well be greater than 10%. But what we know that as body mass index, so just to kind of clarify, a normal body mass index is 24.9. So a healthy weight is 24.9 or less down to 18.5. And body mass index is really just based on your height, your weight, and it's representing the amount of body fat that you have. Mm-hmm. Not a perfect tool, but it's a very simple tool to use for most people.
It's kind of a good target.
It is a good target. I hear a lot of negative comments about it because, yes, it's true. If you have an athlete, if you have someone who is muscular or very, very tall even, there can be some discrepancies in there, and then you need to use an opinion on that. So, and that's what I do in those situations.
Okay.
But on average, that's going to be a very good one. So,
well, sounds great.
So
Nance, we're going to go ahead.
I'm sorry.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but hold that thought because we're going to bring back that topic because I hear the same things. All right, great. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we'll be right back after the break.
You're invited to the Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. Hear pastors such as Oney Cooper of Restoration Church in Hansville, Dana Sarver of Church on the Rock in Barre, Kentucky, Jenny Poupre of Faith Restoration Church in Hansville, and Lisa Jones of New Ground Fellowship in Coleman. This is a women's conference, but men are invited to attend. Enjoy praise and worship by Oney Cooper Jr. and band. Come expecting a mighty move of God. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. For more information, call 256-338-2245. 256-338-2245. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 888-739-5410. Email ColeManCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is volunteer organizations active in disaster. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much. Joining me tonight is Nancy Taylor. She is my friend, along with being a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a certified health coach. So Nancy, before the break, we were talking about reaching a healthy BMI, and just somebody who might have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, just losing even 10% if they are overweight, how just a slight 10% can help to improve their condition.
Correct, Sandy. Also, when someone is getting closer to that normal BMI, so anything above that, there are significant drops, drops in the risk factors. Okay. For diabetes. And if you have diabetes, significant drops in blood and corresponding blood pressure. And so we definitely want to work toward that normal weight that's right for us.
I think that one of the things that I hear, so I want to ask this question to you, because most of the time it's almost, you know, I'll hear somebody just even in passing, and someone will mention they're not going to eat something because they're diabetic, and it's almost like people feel so bad for them, like, oh, bless your heart, like it's the worst thing. And actually, I just kind of wish we could all take a shift back and all eat as if we were diabetic, because we'd be so much healthier. But somebody that is diagnosed and, you know, moving forward, does that mean they'll have to stop eating the foods they like best?
You don't have to stop eating the foods you like best, but you do have to look at the choices that you're making. Portion control is very important. So we naturally think, okay, we've got to eliminate the chips, the sugar, you know, the sweet, things mm-hmm. like that. Well, yeah, that's not really a part of a healthy lifestyle, mm-hmm. But we all eat those foods at certain times. So it doesn't mean we want to get rid of them altogether, but there is a time and a place. So for the most part, it's choosing foods that aren't going to cause our blood sugars to rise. But I'm not a believer in dieting, and dieting has that approach of, oh, I can't ever eat that again. And so there's no foods that you can't ever eat again, but there are things that will raise blood sugar. So you want to treat them, understand that they will raise your blood sugars, and watch the amounts that you're eating.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And I'm not going to ask any more questions because I really want you to have a few minutes to share, because one of the stories that I love, that's dear to my heart because it's so dear to your heart, is how you were able to help your mom through this structured lifestyle program. So do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
I'd love to. So I actually had no idea that this was going to happen. I just shared what I do. And as a practitioner, I don't, it's kind of a rule, you know, you don't really work with your family unless they're actually approaching you and want to. And that's exactly what happened. So my mother was, again, it was about 7 years ago, and she was, and I'd like to just say she's mid-70s at that time. And so I wanted to state that so people know at any age you can make a change. But she actually worked with the structured eating plan, and she was able to lose 120 pounds. Mm-hmm. So what she gained an awful lot of health with that, because basically her blood pressure was rapidly increasing, and she was on three medications, and that was her motivation to actually work to get off some of those medications, in which she was actually successful in doing. She also gained an incredible amount of mobility. So she goes now, so it's 7 years, she's in her early 80s, and she loves walking every day, and she does that with my father every day that they can, and that's most every day. Her blood pressure medications were reduced, and so that she was very pleased for that. So she did it from a health perspective, but the quality of life was huge. And so we have had a wonderful 7 years of her being in great health.
And mobile, and just being able to enjoy life. That's just...
enjoying life, yes. Mm-hmm. She giggles a lot, and that's my favorite part about her. She's loving living the life that she has now.
I love it.
And we actually did think that she was heading to a nursing home before she actually had a change. The reason I talk about the weight loss and what percent is right, she actually lost close to 50% of her body weight, and it was actually a healthy change for her. So I think that's significant. So everybody should be an individual, you know, be treated as an individual, and what is the best approach. And she worked with me as a dietitian and her physician, and what was the appropriate body weight for her. And she did fabulous and has maintained.
That's so great. And one other thing, one little fact that I do happen to know about your mom, too, is she was extremely picky when it came to eating.
Oh, absolutely.
And she was able to do this. I mean, it's just
absolutely
beautiful.
Absolutely. And not only that, but her taste has changed.
Uh-huh.
And she loves so many different foods now that she wouldn't eat before. So it's just fabulous. Yeah.
I love it. Well, Nancy,
and my favorite that she, if I can say this,
yeah,
I'll let
yeah,
you go,
yeah, you're great.
Is zucchini lasagna. That's her favorite, and she would never touch zucchini before. So
I love it. I love what you said earlier. At any age, it's possible. So it's never too late. And I like that. I hear people will say, if I would have known I was going to live this long, I would have treated myself better. And it's just like, wow, it's not too late. You know it now, and it's not too late now. So, Nancy, you're always an inspiration to me, and I appreciate you and love you, and I'm so glad that you're in my life and part of my healthy community, and just really appreciate you being on and sharing your lots of wisdom, you're just great. I can't say enough about you, but I want you to come back.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
And I want you to come back. There's so many more topics of discussion. So anytime, you're welcome.
I would love to. Enjoyed this very much.
And listen, you take care, because you do happen to be out there in South Carolina. So you hunker down. I haven't seen the latest on Flo coming in, but you take good care.
I sure will. We're keeping an eye on it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. I wanted to just go ahead and share that healthy recipe that includes spinach, and it's an Italian wedding soup. It kind of is I don't know if it is around here in Cullman, but I do know that it's quite a popular, quite traditional recipe. But this one has the changes in it to keep it low glycemic. It won't spike your blood sugar, and it's great tasting. And if you'd like to get that recipe, just go check out path-changers.com, and I have that posted. And the big tweak in it is not only the 4 cups of raw spinach, but instead of rice, it includes riced cauliflower. And if you haven't tried that, you'll know it's just as tasty. And no heartburn. No, nothing like that. Woohoo! Well, here we are. The end of the first show of this season. So grateful to be back. And just want to encourage you to stay tuned for the next show coming up. You're sure to be wowed. And you are listening to...
You could be like the Josh who does our Tuesday night kind of potluck show at 7 o'clock. He knows exactly how many shows he's done. Do you know how many shows you've done?
No. One. For
this year.
For this year. I've done one. So I don't have to keep track of them.
It reminded me of TV episodes. He's like, well, we've done 13 shows this year, so we're done. We'll be back in the fall.
Aw. Joshing around, that guy. All right. So, Jay, while you're here, can you help me? Because I know that we've got a name change, and I just didn't know how to say it. I usually say stay tuned
I was too busy engineering. I didn't hear it all, so they'll have to tell you when they get in the studio.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. But just stay tuned, because the next show is coming up. You were listening to Live 95 WRJM, Cullman's own independent radio station. See y'all next week.
This is Ed Harrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. With all the noise going on social media, it might be wise